are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Our reading today is Luke 24, verses 36 to 53, but I'll focus on verses 48 to 49. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. A thought for the day. For years ago in my previous church, we had a spot of trouble with a local character who'd often hang out on the streets. He came into our church one night very drunk and not feeling too happy. He started throwing his weight around, which was considerable as he was a large man, and he decided to remove the church sound desk from its table and scatter a few Bibles around the church, as you do. Now, when a few men intervened, things kicked off quite spectacularly. The local police came, took him away. Well, that was the end of it, or so we thought. Not quite. The police decided to take statements, as this guy's very well known to them. And what was amazing is giving a statement to a policeman takes a very long time. Every single detail. The policeman talked it through and then wrote the whole thing down. He was determined to get every detail just right. As a witness to this incident, the police wanted to know exactly what I'd seen. It was clear they weren't interested in the why, or why I thought it had happened, or even my thoughts on that matter. They just wanted to represent in the witness statement the facts as I had seen them. Now, a few months later, the case went to court. Having never been in a court, or have never given evidence in a court, it was a pretty intense experience. Before going into the court to give it evidence, we were shown around the courtroom and told exactly what to expect. And having watched various TV legal dramas, I was getting pretty nervous. But I remember something that the court clerk showing us around said. She said, "You are witnesses. Just tell them what you saw. That's all you need to do. You're witnesses. Just tell them what you saw." This got me thinking about knowing the difference between the why and the what. Why did something happen? And what happened? In today's passage, Jesus appears to his disciples. Understandably, it's a terrifying thing. But Jesus, in the midst of them being terrified, invites them to experience, to touch his resurrection body, to verify it's actually him, to witness it. This is a fulfillment of the narrative of Scripture from Moses, the prophets. Here is the resurrected Jesus, the Messiah before his followers. Jesus says something in verse 47. He says, beginning in Jerusalem. This is really significant, and it's easy to kind of skip over it because it tells us that Jesus' intention for the good news of the gospel is to be sent from Jerusalem. Religious life in Israel centered around Jerusalem, the temple. So people came too, but now it's been sent out. The gospel is being sent to all nations and to all peoples. The gospel is to be preached and proclaimed. And Jesus says, "You are my witnesses." When I was younger, I got very hung up when it came to evangelism. Got stressed about it. I kind of took it on as my job to try and persuade people of God's existence. I thought it was my job to answer very difficult, complex questions about faith and aspects of random existential philosophy. But I've come to learn that some of the most natural evangelists, sharers of the good news, of which we're all called to play our part, are people who are just very natural at sharing what they've seen of God. In other words, they're witnesses. They function as witnesses. This is what I've seen. Sometimes just simply stating what it is that you have seen is as powerful as trying to explain why you've seen it. The last time I did an Alpha course here at STC, I remember someone saying what they loved most about the course was sitting in the group, hearing people, their stories, their encounters with God, what they'd seen God do in their own lives. I've often thought about my trip to court that time in Cambridge and the advice of the court clerk, just tell them what you saw. Perhaps if I did more of this, I wouldn't find the E word, evangelism, to be so intimidating. We're simply called to share what we saw, not necessarily defend the why, just simply sticking to the truth of our story as we see it. I've seen God provide, I've seen God heal, and I've seen the Lord bring breakthroughs. I can't always explain the why, but I can always share the what. Let's pray that as we step out today, as we go about our daily lives, whatever that may entail, that there's an opportunity to talk about the what of our faith, the what we've seen God do, and how that could potentially bless and transform others. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that we're your witnesses, that we've seen you working. Lord, I ask for an opportunity to bear witness to others today. Amen. Luke 24, verses 36 to 53. While they were still talking about these, Jesus stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he'd done this, he showed them his hands and his feet, and while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he'd led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. Open up my eyes in wonder Christ, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.